Anticipation. Anticipation definitely for me seems to be what causes most of the worry or the fear and sometimes the stress that I might experience in life. And I just listened to Phil Campbell's audiobook and it reminded me of the first time I think I realised that it was anticipation of something that kind of caused most of the problems. Now, it was a story very, very close to Phil's heart right now. And it was a story of a guy who told his friend, "I'm crapping myself, I'm really crapping myself." And his friend was like, "Why?" He says, "I've got the dentist next week." "You've got the dentist next week?" "Yeah, yeah, I've just got a letter come through. I've got to go to the dentist. It's going to be horrible. There's going to be pain and anguish and agony and suffering." And the guy says, "Well, maybe it won't be that bad." "Oh, man, I know what the dentist is like. I've been before." And then the next day he wakes up in a sweat and he's thinking, "I've got the dentist. It's going to be 6 days now. I've got the dentist. It's going to hurt. It's going to be painful. And they're probably going to rip teeth out and there'll be blood everywhere. And he might even have his knee in my chest. And I don't know how I'm going to handle this." And then he was having nightmares at night and he couldn't concentrate at work. And he just kept thinking and building it up and building it up and anticipating the worst. And 4 days passed and he was getting ever so close to his thing. "In 3 days' time, I'm going to be at the dentist. It's going to be absolutely horrible." Cut a long story short, he gets to the dentist. The guy has a look in his mouth and says, "Actually, things aren't that bad. I'll just give you a bit of a scrape and send you off." And the guy couldn't believe it. He was over the moon. "No pain, no injection, no nothing. No, fine, you can go." So he's like, "This is fantastic. But I've just caused myself a week of misery and suffering, which in itself is worse than what may have happened. Might have been a little bit of pain while I have an injection and then a little bit of soreness afterwards. I've created more pain, more anguish and more misery than I ever would have had I just gone with the flow, lived in the moment, been present and not anticipated what might happen. I can't say what might happen. Things are always kind of different when you get there." Of course, this little story doesn't necessarily help Phil because he's having root canal surgery, which is bloody hardcore and it's probably going to hurt really, really, really badly. I've seen videos. It's horrible. Good luck, Phil.